Vai Forró, the podcast. Hi, I'm Katie, your host, and today I will present Chris, a forrozeiro that dances and DJs around Germany. Let's go!
Hi, I'm Chris. I am a forró dancer that is living in Frankfurt right now. I'm involved with the community in Frankfurt quite a lot. I'm organizing a lot there and I'm helping the association do their business. Yeah, the association is called Let's Forró Frankfurt, and yeah, I'm a dancer, forró dancer. I'm actually at a festival right now. I am teaching in Frankfurt and also DJing in different places around Germany, mainly.
Most of the people that dance forró in Europe are non-Brazilians. These people came to learn forró through friends, exposure to Brazilian culture, or they came from other social activities, such as dances like salsa, tango, zouk, for example.
I came across forró by getting to know the teacher from Frankfurt. I got to know him in capoeira, which is a Brazilian martial arts, and he just told me to come by and try it out. I wasn't hooked initially, but I just gave it a few tries, and then I had my first party, like my first real evening event, and after that I was gone and I was just skipping all of other hobbies, and I was fully committed to forró after that.
Forró isn't just about steps and tunes. For most of people I've been talking to, it's also a getaway to joy, happiness, and all around to have a good time. The dance floor is a realm of pleasure and contentment where music and movement intertwine.
How I would explain what forró is to someone that doesn't know it is, yeah, that it's obviously a partner dance from Brazil, but it's also a music with great energy and rhythmic depth. Like, there's a lot of things to learn about forró, and yeah, just great music that I often listen to during my whole day. Yeah, it's most of the stuff that I usually listen in private. Yeah, but other than the music and the dance, it's also a place with just awesome and lovely people and welcoming people from all over the world. And yeah, very important also, it's a place with awesome parties and yeah, really cool place with where you can get to know people, have a good time with friends, and listen to some very good music.
The forrozeiros, people who love forró, have taken this cultural thing to new levels. Their strong dedication has started something where forró is becoming more like a job for some, changing it from just a special world thing into a way for talent, musicians, dancers, and fans to do well. These forrozeiros have made forró even more important, creating a mix of loving and doing what they do well.
I think what made me stay in forró, as I just said, was that I really love the parties. I really like the music, I love the people, the dancing. I didn't think that it would make so much fun, but it's great. Just good people and a lot of fun dancing. Other than that, it also brought into my life that I'm now teaching as well, which is also a very fun part about forró, getting to know steps really deeply and really figuring out what happens there technically and trying to deliver that to someone else and spreading the joy of forró. I'm also quite fascinated with creating forró music a bit more, with beat DJing or playing with some local bands here in Germany, doing some music, doing jam sessions. Yeah, a bit of the creative side, which is also something that is really cool. So I think what it brought to my life is that it's a place where I can, yeah, move my body, have some fun at parties, get to know people, but also be creative. So it's not just physical, it's also something creative. And yeah, it's a good mix of a lot of things that you can do in forró.
The people in the forró community come from different backgrounds, and the community is getting bigger and bigger. Also, forró helps people to learn about Brazilian culture, language, and the music, all together from a different perspective that moves them away from certain stereotypes about the country. It also provides the chance to make new friends and meet new people from many different places. It brings people from all over together, helping them to share their culture and understanding each other better.
I really see that there are so many passionate people that put an enormous amount of time, energy, and sometimes also money into the community, be it teachers, be it organizers that build up communities in different places around Europe, around the world. For me, the community is also super open-minded and very welcoming to new people. For me, compared to other dances, I feel I don't really dance that many other dances, but what I've found with trying out some other dances that I feel that forró is a bit more open to new people and welcoming people whoever they are and whatever their dance level. Just having a good time together is something that I feel that the community is really good at.
For some, dancing is a form of relaxation, a way to disconnect from everyday worries, and a meditative experience. Forró involves regular movement, contributing to physical health and well-being.
What makes forró special for me, I think, is the awesomeness of the community, the openness of the community, the amount of energy that people bring just out of love for the music or the dance or the community itself. But also, I love the music and I love that it is a hobby that you can get creative, that you can move, that you can get to know people. It's like, it's social, it's physical, it's creative, and it's like, yeah, everything together.
Being part of the forró community brings a range of positive emotions, social connections, personal growth, and a sense of belonging. In the next episode, we're gonna hear from Sheila, a Brazilian professional dancer touring around Europe.